Good afternoon. Snow and ice blanketed half of Spain overnight and caused treacherous driving conditions on hundreds of roads across the country. Several major routes were entirely closed due to snowfall, including the AP6, the AP61, the AP51 and the A1. All four were reopened to traffic this morning, but 23 routes remain closed. Snow chains are mandatory on dozens of roads, and authorities are calling on drivers to exercise caution on hundreds more. Weather Service AMET is forecasting heavy rain along the northern coast and in the Balearic Islands today, and warning about strong winds in nearly all coastal areas. There's also snow on the hilltops of the Costa Blanca. Asturias, Cantabria and parts of the Basque Country are on red alert for snow, whilst 27 other provinces are either on orange or yellow. Another cold front is expected to hit over the weekend, and the DGT Traffic Authority is asking drivers to check the latest weather reports before heading out. Authorities in Hamburg are looking to southern Europe for clues as to who was behind mass riots during the G20 summit there last summer. Police have reason to believe that many of the leftist militants behind violent protests came from Italy and Spain. Thousands of demonstrators travelled to Hamburg last July to protest at the G20 summit. Despite some 20,000 police officers, groups of violent protesters rioted in the streets, looting businesses and setting fire to barricades. In response, Germany set up a special task force to track down the perpetrators. Health authorities in Andalusia had to tag patients in hospitals with different colours to classify them by condition in a bid to keep them safe and ensure they're attended to correctly. Entrances and exits from all Andalusia hospitals will also be monitored to prevent patients from discharging themselves without telling anyone first. The coloured wristbands will make sure that anyone who needs treating urgently will be seen to as a priority and their conditions are known. Regional health authorities have held urgent meetings to review procedures, especially in A&E departments. They've also taken on another 1,100 doctors and nurses and improved working conditions for existing staff. And the Supreme Court has allowed both wives of a bigamous Moroccan soldier to claim a widow's pension, despite multiple marriages being against the Spanish law. The first wife of the deceased soldier, who fought for the Spanish armed forces in the Sahara region, was automatically granted a widow's allowance, but the second wife was not. Both women were still married to the soldier at the time of his death. The second wife went through the full appeals channels until she reached the Supreme Court, which has accepted her claim. According to the judge, as the women and the man were legally married under Moroccan law, the wives are considered joint beneficiaries. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.